Trippy. He's really bringing Miami bass music, Miami club music to the forefront of electronic music with some crazy production, along with just a unique vibe that's very much Miami-esque. I know he has a radio show on NTS called something Beach Noir, and I think that kind of captures the essence of this album very well. We have the song Millennium Freak. This is featuring Etsy and Medio Picky. He also had amazing features on this album. And yeah, props to him. This is some great music. Let's give this a listen.
Cool. Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there will be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood was made.
I'm radio.
CFIC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
You just listened to Free Biza by Cold Steel. Before that, we had Sadhana by Raf Reza. And before that, we had Millennium Freak by Nick Leone. As you guys may know, I had Raf Reza on the show for an interview, which was so amazing. And ever since that interview, I've been listening to the album a lot. And this song really stands out for me. I feel like I'm going to continue talking about this over the course of, you know, this entire episode, but when I started listening to electronic music, I don't think I realized how much or how little oftentimes emotion can come through electronic music. And when someone does do that, it's very special. Or maybe not even emotion, maybe just a unique emotion. A lot of the times when we think about dance music, it kind of has a specific emotion that is captured with it, especially with something like trance, for example. And I think with Raf, he's doing that in a very unique way. And also Cold Steel with Free Biza is doing that another crazy way. With Cold Steel's album, it is kind of progressive housey, and oftentimes that has a similar vibe to it. But this album just has something that's very unique and different that I love. And yeah, same thing with Raph. We're gonna continue with Pink Pantheress, who has had an amazing year. From the remix album, we got Luke Mant and Leode on it. I've played this on my show before. It's a really cool example of combining two very different artists to make a very sick track. Like Luke Mant, you know, with his sample heavy, kind of unique, airy production, and then Leode with just wonderful rhythmic intent, combines into, you know, amazing song already. Nice to know he's already a great song, and this just makes it a whole lot better. So let's give that a listen.
Give me the call for your baby. If you're not a Drake fan, what are you?
We'll be right back.
Revelation Radio. Explore the sound shaping subculture. Tune in to 101.9 CFRC Wednesdays from 11 to noon to uncover revelations mixed into music from across the alternative scene, underground, and across the globe.
No rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Revelation Radio, Wednesdays.
You just listened to Drake Fan by Nathan Melja. Before that, we had I Need You by Oscar Farrell. And before that, we had Nice to Know You by Pink Panthers, the Luke Men and Leod remix. Nathan is doing some really cool stuff. I loved his album this year. Kind of this deep techie house that has, I think it's just generally very solid. And same thing with Oscar Farrell. You know, I started loving electronic music through UK Garage, like this track is, and this is a little more melodic than most. But the production is just very well done, and I think it kind of like captures the 2025 popular sound while also keeping some of his own intent behind it. Yeah, we're gonna hit it off next with Imperio, who has had a crazy year. Both of Imperio's EPs that they've released this year have been absolutely crazy. This new one is as good as the past one yet. I think the one that was released on Hessel Audio might have been, you know, like my favorite, with tracks like Fina, which I played very early on in this year. Give that a listen if you have it. That's Imperio. We're going to play Therese by Imperio. I think this is from the In and Out EP. And then we're going to hit it off with some Two Shell, who also had a crazy album this year. Let's give those a listen.
Thank you. Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRAIANS.ORG.
You just listened.
Together,
to
let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
The exist track comes from Tushell's latest album, which is called Icons. And before that, we had Therese, which is an insane tune. The sound production, the sound design on it is overwhelming, and frankly I want to hear that in the club instantly. I feel like being in Kingston, it's difficult to be in a space where, you know, there's not a lot of crazy cool dance electronic music is happening, and if you guys are looking for that too, you know, I'm there, right there with you. I think there is a place for it to come through in Kingston. It's hard. I heard recently that the Mansion is having some issues with maybe shutting down because of the lease coming up. And, you know, it's hard. Like, me and my friend Patty have been using the basement for our parties, for our sets that we've been doing. And there's not a lot of great places out there, you know, to host these electronic events. It's difficult, but, you know, I think there could be something in Kingston, especially with, you know, the university audience, that some cool stuff could happen. So if any of you guys know about any cool places to host, or, yeah, shoot a DM, let me know, because I'd love to get the people going about this kind of stuff. Yeah. We're going to hit it off next with DJ Python. This is from his XL EP that he released, I Was Put on This Earth. This is Besos Robados with Isabella Love Story, who's also amazing. I really love this track. I've been listening to this EP a lot recently. He's able to capture a very unique emotion on all of his tracks. This, along with his remix he did for Mount Kimby, was wonderful. And I'm expecting, hopefully, something next year from him. Yeah, really sweet. Let's give that a listen.
to Milan. What the hell are you on? What the hell are you on? What the hell are you on? On the road, get it done. What the hell are you on? What the hell are you on? What the hell are you on? New York to Milan. What the hell are you on? Get it done. Get it done. Front row, get it done. Get it to Milan. What the hell are you on? Get it. Get it done. Get it done. Front row.
I keep missing.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease of the brain.
If you took schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and you mix them all together, you would have Huntington's disease. Get it
done. Learn more at HuntingtonSociety.ca.
Featuring Frankie Teardrop. Before that, we had Oz with Big Ever. And before that, we had Besos Robados by DJ Python and Isabella Love Story. The DJ Python track really has a wonderful rhythm to it. You know, trying to produce my own music, sometimes I listen to this EP and I just wonder, you know, I wonder how you come up with these things. And the Oz Big Ever comes from a wonderful collection of compilations, No Power Sige Sige. This is the fourth one that released. This is the only one that released this year, but the other three are really amazing. Verico, along with other South American artists, are doing some really cool things with that scene and with the music and pushing the sound design. I think that is kind of the place where electronic music is seeing a lot of, you know, push towards something new and something exciting, which is really cool. Yeah, people on this compilation include Dual Monitor. We got Conflex. We got Dr. Jeep. Priori also has a wonderful track on there. Getting into that. The Jump Source track from their EP JS6. I think they came out with some really crazy tunes, and I come back to this one even though it's maybe the most low-key out of all of them. I think it has it's very fast, but it's very simple and not, it's not slow, but it's meditative, and I like all the synth work. It's crazy. Other than that, I just want to say thank you guys for a good year. I think the rest of the year, I'm just going to be playing some DJ sets for you guys. So stay tuned for those. And yeah, if you're studying right now, I wish you luck. And if you're just chilling right now, I wish you luck too. Everyone needs luck these days. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. All right. I'll see you guys around. Peace.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from Sean Bokenkamp, a.k.a. Caesar Shift's new album, Who in the What? Caesar Shift reaches into the sonic sack and pulls out new combinations of the influences they're under to produce an 11-track debut album boasting an authentic indie garage DIY feel through self-recording on a Tascam Porta studio. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Who in the What on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Potential here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Tired of the same old playlist? Well, you have two options. Either turn the radio off or turn it up with Power Hour. I'm your host, Disheveled, and we're bringing you the most explosive headbanging rock on the airwaves. From deep cuts from your favorite classic rock bands to the best in up-and-coming rock and roll, we're here to rattle your speakers. Don't miss Power Hour every Thursday night at 7 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, my name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host,